Hey everybody, I'm B. Jermaine, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome to the 11th edition of my 2017 Myth Audio Reviews. And for this one, I will be reviewing the Australian coming-of-age drama The Butterfly Tree, and as well as the horror comedy Tragedy Girls. So let's get right into it. And first up, of course, is The Butterfly Tree. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off the Myth Program Guide, is as follows. When 13-year-old Finn, Ed Oxenbould, meets Evelyn, Melissa George, a florist with a penchant for 1940s fashion and radiant appetite for life, he is drawn into a spellbinding world of plants and insects. It seems the perfect place to escape his ongoing grief over the death of his mother. But as Finn's feelings for Evelyn bloom into a confusing mix of teenage desire and misplaced maternal love, it sets the stage for a showdown with his equally struggling father, Al, Ewan Leslie, especially when it becomes clear that Al is also falling for Evelyn. Now, I'm a big fan of Australian films. I've said this multiple times in both my written reviews, video reviews, and also a couple of my audio reviews as well. So I definitely, whenever I try to see as many Aussie films as I possibly can at MIFF when there's a lot of them playing, especially if they're making their world premiere there. And The Butterfly Tree is an example of that. And So what did I think of the film itself? I have to say, though, I think it's a solid film. Like, it's a solid directorial debut for first-time writer-director Priscilla Cameron. But it does have some problems with it. And I think the main thing for that is because of the script. But before I get to that, though, I'll talk about the positives of the film. I have to say, though, I think Priscilla Cameron does a really solid job with her directorial debut, because the film does look visually stunning. This is definitely one of the most beautifully shot Aussie films I've seen in a while, especially one that's more of a smaller scale. Like, the film, and with the sort of subject matter that this film has, you definitely need to have a visual style that matches the story. And luckily, director Priscilla Cameron, along with her cinematographer, definitely is able to capture that. There are some beautiful images in this film, and there's one shot at the very beginning where the character of Finn is in this tree where there's butterflies flying around everywhere, and it is such a beautiful shot, and it's definitely one of the most perfect ways for the film to open up to. And of course, one of the opening scenes anyway. And also, the performances are all really solid. This is definitely without it. Melissa George, I've known of her since back in the days when she starred on Home and Away back in the 90s. But over the years since then, she has definitely grown as an actress and has starred in so many different varieties of films. But I have to say, The Butterfly Tree is definitely up there as one of her best performances. I think she does a really good job in her role as Evelyn. And you can definitely see why the characters of Finn and his father, Al, why they would be drawn to her and also be pretty much in love with her as a character. And the camera absolutely loves her, and she just illuminates on screen. And this is, she is definitely one of the highlights of the film. And also, Ed Oxenbaum and Ewan Leslie also do really good work as well. And it's cool to kind of see Ed Oxenbaum, who's previously starred in sort of films like Paper Planes and The Visit, definitely kind of grow as a young actor, and definitely, this is definitely one of his most mature role yet, and he does a really good job. And also, the film does have a good mix of sort of comedy and drama, and yeah, and also the production design and costumes are really well done, because also, like Melissa George, with her character, her character's costumes are all just really well done, and particularly when we kind of explore more of her backstory and who she is. And it's also an interesting film in a lot of ways, because it also deals with sexuality as well, and being that it's a coming-of-age film and with a young guy who's, and a young teenager who is kind of, he's kind of awakening to that. And I thought the film did a really solid job sort of portraying that on screen. And also the supporting cast are also pretty solid as well. And in terms of negatives, like, I do feel like, for me, one of the most, I guess the big main problem of the film is actually the script. It's not to say it's a bad script. It just feels like at times it tends to rush a lot. Like, for example, like with Finn and Al, like even though they're drawn and attracted to Evelyn, it just seems like the film kind of rushes their relationships pretty quickly. It's just basically like Evelyn is basically like becomes friends with him basically right away. And I mean, sometimes people can become fast friends right away, but the way the film sort of shows that in this film, it just felt really rushed and very quick. And also, there were some aspects of the story I kind of felt like the film could have delved into more. And also, there were some kind of like sort of dramatic elements of the film I did feel were a bit contrived and forced as well. Overall, The Butterfly Tree, while not a perfect film, it is a pretty solid film, and it is a good solid stepping stone for Priscilla Cameron as a director. It definitely, like I said, I think some parts of the script definitely needed to be worked on a little bit more, but I definitely see there is a lot of talent in her as a filmmaker, and I definitely would definitely be interested to see what she makes next. Because I think, even though despite the film's problems, there definitely is some good elements to it that show her talent as a filmmaker. And of course, you know, she has a pretty solid cast to work with as well. So if I had to give The Butterfly Tree a rating, I give it a solid 3. Like, it's like I said, it's not perfect, but it's solid. Now, moving right along to the horror comedy, Tragedy Girls. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off, the Myth Program guide, is as follows. Sadie and Michaela are the Tragedy Girls, two aspiring social media stars who will do anything to achieve fame. Their plan involves kidnapping a local serial killer and forcing him to mentor them on how to commit murders that will gain national attention and turn them into legends. With a long list of potential victims ahead of them, Sadie and Michaela must figure out how to fit their killing spree in between cheerleading practice and the yearbook committee. Now, when I first heard about Tragedy Girls, I actually heard it from a colleague of mine over on the screencast, which I contribute to as well with reviews on a podcast, on an episode of their podcast. One of the co-hosts, Brad, talked about the film Tragedy Girls and how he saw it at South by Southwest and how the film was one of his favorite films from the festival that year. So once I sort of hear him talk about it and explaining the plot, I definitely was very excited to check it out because it definitely seemed like it was right up my alley in terms of the type of certain type of horror films that I love. And having seen the film now, I have to say it definitely lives up to the hype for me. This was an absolutely fun and entertaining horror comedy that's both hilarious and satirical, and it's also got some really great gore in it, and it's also quite well written as well, because like the film is definitely a very black comedy in a lot of ways because it deals with a lot of dark subject matter, but it takes a funny sort of tongue-in-cheek approach to it, and while also kind of taking this sort of satirical approach on social media and as well as our today's views being, well, today's culture being so obsessed with it and using that to achieve fame by any means necessary. But this film kind of shows that the darker side aspect with these two young girls who are played by Alexandra Shipp and Brianna Hildebrand. They're both absolutely fantastic in the roles. They have such great on-screen chemistry with each other. Like, the characters aren't likable, and they are the villains of the film because, you know, they pretty much have set out to go kill characters. But kill people. But you find them really interesting on-screen protagonists. And as the film goes along, it's really about their sort of really sick and twisted friendship with each other. And a lot of times the film did remind me of Heathers on that front, the fact that it's sort of this comedy that really explores really dark material. But it also never forgets to have fun and deliver some really hilarious humor, but also really some inventive stuff as well. The film's co-writer and director, Tyler McIntyre, he does a great job with this film. He gives it a really good pacing and a great energy to it that I feel for me just made it a lot of fun, and it also is just has a really clever and really fun script to back it up as well. It also has a great supporting cast as well, because Josh Hutcherson, who has a sort of a great small role as this kind of pretentious ex-boyfriend of Michaela's, and but who's also charming, and which I thought he was a great part for him. Like, even though it's a small role, but he's great in it. And also Craig Robinson's in it, and Kevin Durant. They all both also give really good performances as well. And it also, at the same time though, the film has kind of this sort of heightened reality to it as well. Like, it's not a movie that takes itself seriously at all, or even is even set in the real world, because of how sort of silly and over the top everything is. But it's at the same time, it does that, but also has a bit of a edge to it as well, which I really, really liked. In terms of negatives, I guess, well, I've had a couple of few debates with people who have also seen the film about the ending, and I'm not going to say what happens, because that will go in the spoiler territory, but I can understand some people's criticism of the ending. And but for me personally, I guess given the sort of the tone of the film, it didn't really bother me that much, because I kind of expected that's where, you know, the direction of the film was going to go. But it didn't ruin the film for me in any way. But I can understand why some people would be a little bit kind of miffed by it. And but it, honestly, it didn't bother me too much. But at the same time, there was one aspect towards the end that I kind of feel like if the film kind of went into that direction, this film would have definitely been a 5-star horror masterpiece for me. But at the moment, but even though it doesn't, it's still a really fun, really creative horror comedy that is definitely worth watching for sure. Like, it might not be for everyone because of the, you know, the tone that it goes for, but I just really dug this film a lot. I really enjoyed it a lot, and I can't wait to see it again. So if I had to give it a rating, it would definitely be 4.5 out of 5. I just had a ball with this one, and I can't wait for a lot of people to check it out as well. So if I had to, so yeah, that's the end of this 11th edition of my 2017 MIFF audio reviews. I hope you guys all enjoyed it, and keep a lookout very soon for my 12th edition, in which I review the experimental art film 24 Frames, and as well as the comedy drama Brigsby Bear. So keep a lookout for that, and I'll see you guys all then. See everyone. Bye.